want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. Want to thank you for making the Refresh radio program a part of your day. My name's Bob Arthurs. I spend a half hour with you, 8:30 of a morning. If you miss that segment, you can catch us again at 10:30, 10 a.m., or 99.9 FM, or 94.7 FM, 100.7 FM, depending on where you are in the what part of Brevard County you are in. So we're also back here on WMIE at 5 o'clock p.m. And right now we are going through a study talking about Thou Shalt Not Lie. That is something that is designed to protect us. We're going through deliver us from the evil one, or deliver us from evil. And one of the ways that we get delivered from that is a proactive manner in which we have been delivered the Ten Commandments unto us to protect us from doing things that are going to cause us harm. One of those things is living a life of deception, keeping audience with or keeping company with people who lie. And so we're going through those Ten Commandments because those things are designed by God to protect us and keep us free from injury. And so I want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you know of someone who needs block or concrete work done, we've been doing a lot of projects around our house this summer. And one of the things that I do is I talk to people who know people in the industry that I need to have done. So when I needed electrical work, I called Wyrick Air. When I needed other work done, I talked to people who had just had similar work done. They gave me glowing recommendations about that. So I'm here to serve as a connecting point for Jits Concrete. If you need any block or concrete work done, they are phenomenal. They got decades of experience, hardworking, upright, and not afraid to sweat, not afraid to get up early. They have the connections with the suppliers that are needed. They know the various requirements that need to be met, the depth of the concrete, the strength of the concrete. I was, when we had them out to do a project for us at the church, I was told by the concrete truck driver, the cement truck driver, that there was a job, and I remember seeing something like this on television, where the wrong strength concrete was used. Massive, massive project. The documentary that I had seen was about a bridge, a series of bridge pillars, and they literally had to go in with jackhammers and jackhammer all of the inferior concrete out so that the proper strength could be used. You don't want to have that happen. You want the proper depth. You want the proper professionalism and expertise exercised. And so I want to encourage you, if you know somebody who does or in the near future is going to need a concrete or block person, give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. And I don't know about you, but this is really kind of the week that we look forward to. It is the week where summer is winding down. I know that we're still going to have heat here in Florida for a while, but cooler temperatures will begin to drop down, and heat is going to not last as long or be quite as intense. At least that's what we're praying for. And so we're looking forward to this next season at Merritt Assembly of God. This this coming October, we have a couple of evangelists that are going to be with us. They're going to be preaching Sunday mornings and Sunday nights. We're looking forward to the move of God that we're going to have. I'm going to be preaching this Sunday, and we would love to and be a part of that. We do not have Sunday night service this week, but we will resume Sunday nights the following week on September the 22nd. So with that being said, I want to talk to you today out of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And I'm going to read through verse 7 this morning. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness shall not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, is in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them." So we recently talked out of Galatians chapter 6 about a number of these issues, so we're not going to revisit those things. I want to start off today in verse number 1, where we are presented with the challenge for every believer, and it is this: therefore be imitators of God. We are not to be imitators of culture. We are not supposed to be imitators of other people's bad behavior. We are supposed to be people who are in the business of becoming more and more like Jesus on a regular basis. And so I like to ask myself from time to time, am I more like Jesus today than I was a month ago? Am I more like Jesus today than I was a year ago or 5 years ago? There needs to be progress there. There needs to be a growth cycle. There needs to not be a status quo when it comes to our relationship with God, our level of godliness, and our behavior. Okay? We're not going to become like God in our authority with there being a disconnect with our character, which is going to manifest in our behavior. So we are supposed to, as given this assignment of being an imitator of God, we are supposed to walk in love. Now, we live in a society that is trying to redefine this term love as being accepting of every bad thing, that you never call out anything that is not true. And I want you to know that Jesus had some pretty harsh things to say. They were true, and he always spoke them in love, wanting people to change their behavior. I have always thought it was head-scratching to me that people don't want other people to change their behavior. If their behavior is destructive, if it's dangerous, if it's going to lead to an eternity, let me show you what it says here in verse number 5, that these people have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Why would we want to deprive anybody of the opportunity to experience the inheritance that God wants them to have? Why would we want people to miss out on an eternal relationship with God and experience eternal heartache? I don't understand that. If I have a child and they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, I love them enough to speak correction into their life in a manner that is going to be befitting to them. And it's not because I hate them, it's because I love them. I'm trying, if they were playing on the street, I'm trying to keep them from getting run over by by a car, if they're doing other dangerous behavior, such as talked about here, fornication or uncleanness or covetousness, you know, or all of these other things, filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting, if they're engaged in any of those things, I need to recognize as a, whether it's my kids, my grandkids, a church person, I need to say, okay, I need to warn you about that because you find yourself in a dangerous place. I walk in love, so I speak the truth to them in love. Now, it always helps if I have a relationship with them. So when we walk in love, love is not just an emotion. Love is about relationship. Love is about relationship. There are various stages of relationship, and you and I, we need to establish relationship, especially before we speak correction into a situation. Now, if somebody's trying to kill somebody, I don't have time to say, hey, you know, hey, what's your name? My name is Bob. You know, I need to intervene in that situation right away. But if it has to do with the type of behavior that is being described here in the book of Ephesians, I need to take time to build relationship so that we can begin our journey forward as a relationship of love. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Okay? Christ offered himself as a pleasant sacrifice, a sacrifice that was going to bring reconciliation with the saints and God. That is what that is about. It is not just about the giving. It is not just about the sacrifice. It is about the way that sacrifice is received by God. So Cain offered a sacrifice. It was rejected. Abel offered a sacrifice, and it was very pleasing. Samuel would offer a sacrifice. It would be pleasing. Saul would presume upon himself, offer a sacrifice, and he would be corrected for it. A lot of people want to give to God, sacrifice to God in a manner that is convenient or comfortable or not painful for them. But God says, this is the way that I want you to give. God loves a cheerful giver, a person who's not being compelled to give, but there's something inside of his heart, a person that is giving not their leftovers, but their best to God, their first. And so you and I, we need to be imitators of God and walk in love and be willing to make that journey. So we've talked about fornication. We've talked about uncleanness. We've talked about covetousness. It says, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Okay? Those sorts of things are not conducive with being an imitator of God. And so we need to evaluate the things that are going on in our society and say, do I want to participate in that or do I not want to participate in that? And it has to do with whether or not it is going to be something that God would do or something that God would not do. Is it fitting for a saint? Is it becoming of a saint? Does it echo that this is behavior that a prince of the Most High God would be involved in? And if it is not, let's not even approach those things as if they're being named and approved and condoned by believers. I read an article here several months ago about a person who was engaged in seriously unbiblical behavior, but they were in a position of spiritual leadership, and their congregation had no problem with that. But when they became involved in some of this other stuff that we're talking about, that was a bridge too far. And I'm thinking, wow, you let them get that far in the process before there was a problem. And it was just kind of bewildering to me. So you and I, we should not be talking in a manner that appeal people's nature. We should not be talking to people, you know, and appealing to the very base instincts of humanity. There are certain things that I will not talk about. There are certain things I've got some friends that I have. They're not Christians. They do not operate by the same parameters that I do. They will let me pray for them, but they tell some jokes that I won't tell. And whenever one of those jokes is told, then I have to move on from that situation. I can't be a part of that. I don't want to be seen as approving of that, condoning that, or anything like that. There are certain things that saints don't do, not because I don't say or I say not to do them, but because the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write the book of Ephesians and say, look, filthiness and foolish talking nor coarse jesting. Okay? We live in a day and time where people are very, there's a greater sensitivity to the words that are being spoken than ever before. I like to have a good time. I like to joke. I like to tease people, but not in a manner that is going to be displeasing to God. Okay? That's where the line gets drawn. So we should not be using some of the vernacular, some of the words that society uses. There, I read news stories, and you know they if somebody uses a bad word, they will hyphenate it, or they won't print it. They will try, but you know, if you read it and you've been around society, you know what those words are. And I scratch my head and says, who talks like that? Who talks like that? And unfortunately, there are a lot of believers whose mouth has not yet become as sanctified as what God would. My mouth is probably not as sanctified as God would want it to be. But so rather than condemning somebody who claims to be a believer and they're talking like that, I want to say, you know what? Let's walk in love, and let's see if we can't get our heart filled more with the love of Jesus Christ, filled with faith and filled with hope and filled with truth, so that when our mouth begins to reveal the abundance of our heart, that it will be reflecting holy things, good things, edifying things, instead of things that will cause people to shake their head and say, I can't believe they just said that. So, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting. There it is, a second time. The first time it was mentioned as is fitting for the saints. Let it not even be named among you as is fitting for the saints. In other words, there's a standard of behavior. And then with this filthiness, foolish talking, coarse jesting, he says, which are not fitting. So he just comes out and point blank says, you and I are not supposed to be doing this. I've said this often, and that is this. The word profane means that which is common. I expect people who are not Christians to talk like they are not Christians. What takes me aback is when Christians begin to talk like unbelievers do. That's something to say, wait a minute now, is this fitting for the saints? Does this, you know, when David went into battle, he said, I can't wear Saul's armor. I haven't proved it. It doesn't fit. It's not the right thing for me to go into battle. When you and I recognize that we are in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women, and it's not going to be won by military might, but by spiritual maturity, then we need to say, you know what? That doesn't fit. I've got some clothes in my closet right now, that as I have as I've become in gotten in better shape, those clothes don't fit anymore. You know what I don't wear? I don't wear those clothes that don't fit. I want to wear the things that are appropriate for the stage that I am at. So he goes on here and he says, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. That is absolutely wonderful that you and I, it's impossible to give thanks and curse and complain and murmur at the same time. So we need to be giving of thanks. Verse 5, for this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. So we've talked about all of that to let you know you don't want to participate in those things. Even if somebody has told you, sometimes people will tell other believers things and they may be speaking from an emotional context, but they may not be speaking from a spiritual context. Here, Paul writes, he says, look, those people's behavior is going to result in them not having inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. And it literally means don't let anybody cheat you out of what God intends you to have. That's what this word deceive means. There are people, there are spiritual forces at work that want to cheat and deprive you of the very things that God wants you to have. It says here that the process that is used is people speaking empty words. Now, when I am carrying something, I want it to be empty. I want it to be light. But when I'm speaking about something, I want the words to have weight behind them. I want there to be truth behind them. I want there to be substance. I want there to be transformation behind the things that we speak. Don't let anybody cheat you from becoming an imitator of God and walking in love with one another with empty words that would say, you know what, God really doesn't care about all of those things that we just read about. God does care. He does notice what is going on in our life. He goes on and says, not only do they not experience the kingdom of God, will not inherit the kingdom of God, it says, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Okay, let me read that. For because of these things, those are the things we've talked about. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Now, I am the type of person, I don't like it when people get upset at me. I like to get along with people. I really do. If they have a disagreement with me, I want it to be because they're not walking in line with the Word of God. But I've come to realize that, you know, there are people, there are broken people, there are fallen people, and not everybody is going to like me. I don't like experiencing wrath from anybody. I don't want to experience wrath from a police officer, you know, because I've been, you know, speeding or doing something I wasn't supposed to. I don't want to experience wrath that way. I don't want to experience wrath in my home. I don't enjoy experiencing wrath in the church. And, you know, I don't mind if the devil is upset at me. I think that we all ought to be engaged in godly activity and winning people to Jesus and proclaiming the truth of the gospel to the point where the devil is not happy with me, that he is really ticked off. I'm okay with the devil being upset with me. But I don't want my wife, I don't want coworkers to be upset with me. But out of all of the entities in the universe, there is a person that I never, ever want to experience the wrath of. And that is the wrath of Almighty God. Now, a lot of people in their naivety look at the Word of God and it says, well, the Bible says God is love, but it also says his wrath is equal to his mercy. And I want to declare to you today that God is an extremely merciful God. He is a long-suffering God. He is very patient. Most people do not come to faith the very first time that they hear about Jesus. God is patient with us. Most people have blown it several times before they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Thank God we lived long enough to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I do want to let you know, I'm not here to bluster on, hellfire and brimstone and all that. What I'm talking about is the wrath of God. You don't want God opposing you. You don't want God saying, you know what? That is behavior that not only I don't approve of, but that positions you to experience the wrath of God, and it will come upon you. I will tell you this. If you believe that the promises of God are true, and I do, that the promises that he will bless this group of people are true, and I believe that they are, you also have to recognize that the promises of God are true for the unbeliever as well as for the believer. To bless the believer, but to say the unbelievers are going to be removed from my presence. God, in his great mercy, says, if you want to see my demeanor towards you change in a rather serious manner, if you want to experience my wrath instead of my blessing, you continue to behave in such a way this, but don't let anybody deceive you with empty words. There is love that he walks in, but there is also that wrath. I'm here to tell you, the Bible talks about a day and time when the wrath of God is going to be poured out upon this earth in such a manner that it will humanity. God doesn't want you to be a part of that. He does not pour his wrath upon the children of righteousness. He wants you to be a child of righteousness. God is not looking to deprive you of your inheritance. He wants to empower you to walk in that inheritance, and I encourage you to do so. Let's not deceive ourselves. Let's not be cheated out of our inheritance by empty words. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Program.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
When the flames burning